For a lot of kids around Maine, today was the first day of a school year unlike any they've experienced before. With COVID-19 still spreading across the state and the country, most schools in the state have decided to reopen. But they're doing it with all kinds of new precautions. As part of our Deep Dive Coronavirus series, Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg's here to give us details on what the first day of school is looking like and what we can expect going forward. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Nora.
So, okay, first, let's talk about the health and safety question. How safe is it to be reopening schools right now?
Well, at this point, the state does feel that it's safe to explore reopening schools. Over the past month, state agencies have released a color-coded status for each county in Maine, describing its relative risk. And that's where green is low risk, yellow is elevated, and red is high risk. And that's been, you know, based on factors like daily case rates of COVID-19 and hospitalizations. And so far, schools have mostly been given the green light. Currently, 15 out of 16 counties are green, meaning that the state feels it's safe for them to consider fully reopening, though they still have to follow requirements like mask wearing and physical distancing. But last Friday, there was a new development there. The state reclassified York County as yellow, and that means that there's an elevated risk of COVID-19 spread. That's largely due to 5 recent outbreaks over the past 2 weeks there. But even that still means that schools can reopen there. The state is just advising them to do so with added precautions, or by using a hybrid model where students only go into school for a few days per week.
Most schools, though, do have the green light from the state, so are they reopening?
Yeah, for the vast majority of schools, that appears to be yes. I recently spoke with Eileen King, the executive director of the Maine School Superintendents Association, and her organization recently surveyed more than 100 schools about their plans, and about a quarter said that they were fully reopening. About 70% are using the hybrid model, and only a few plan to continue with only remote learning. So almost every school will be at least somewhat open. And as you can imagine, that'll look a lot different inside. You know, masks are required. Some schools have rented out new spaces so they can fit enough students in, even with social distancing. Some are doing temperature checks at the door. And, you know, then as we've heard recently, a lot of schools are also moving outside. And so some are eating lunch in nature. Some schools are encouraging mask breaks in the middle of class for kids to take a walk outside and take off their face covering. And then you've got a lot of schools building brand new outdoor classrooms as well. But there's still a lot of questions around what's going to happen in winter when these kinds of options might not be possible. You know, windows won't be able to be kept open to bring in fresh air. And, you know, one teacher told me that his students may not want to go outside when it's in the single digits. So what'll happen then? And, you know, there's no easy answer right now.
With all these new precautions and the hybrid schedules, with kids only going to school a couple days a week, how are working families figuring out how to take care of their kids the rest of the time?
Yeah, this is something that we'll have more on later in the week, but it has been a real struggle. You know, a lot of parents do now need to find care for their kids at least 2 or 3 days per week. So we've seen a lot of new programs pop up to try to alleviate that. You know, schools have been allocated money from the state to set up their own childcare programs for their students. And they're also partnering with groups like YMCAs to rapidly set up new childcare facilities. And they're even, you know, renting out and using new buildings like churches to try to get these up quickly. But we're also seeing a lot of movement outside of school systems, too. I've recently seen karate studios and bowling alleys that have announced plans to become full-time remote learning centers. And then you've also heard stories of parents or siblings or neighbors who are now being recruited to help out, too, with childcare. So there's a lot going on, but there is still a big need. Some providers have told me that they've seen waiting lists balloon to 20 or 30 kids with a specific need for school-aged children care.
And the virus is obviously still out there. Do we know what's going to happen if cases start to surge?
Yeah, that'll likely depend on just how bad the situation gets, but we'd likely see those color classifications from the state change for schools. You know, they'd go from green to yellow or red, probably. And that'd mean transitioning back to remote learning. Now, that didn't go very smoothly for a lot of families this spring, especially those without internet access or some students with disabilities who need those in-person supports. But schools tell me that they've really taken time to create fleshed-out remote learning plans for this fall. And the state has also created its own big online database of online resources for learning. But at the same time, local officials say they're hoping that they can stay in person for as long as possible.
You can read Robbie Feinberg's article on backtoschool@mainepublic.org/coronavirus. And I've been speaking with Maine Public Radio reporter Robbie Feinberg. Thanks a lot, Robbie.
Thank you, Nora.